Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 11994. Charlie Clark seeking variances from the front yard and rear yard setbacks. Section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Winnococko Avenue, which is approximately 260 feet, more or less, north of River Road. The 911 address is 28467 Winnococko Avenue, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 34, Parcel 84.00, Unit 55598. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 17.6-foot variance from the front yard setback and a 0.7-foot variance from the rear. We received zero letters of support, zero in opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Cullen Clark McCoy, 34013 Bird Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 11966.
Can you wait right here? State your name and address for the record.
Joe Alexander Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Delaware, 11971.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I want to say it's been a while since I've been in these chambers. It's been quite a while, and a lot of faces are different, but it's an honor to come before the board with our request here. And I believe Ms. Cornwell and I may have had the opportunity to speak on the phone. Mm-hmm. I knew your predecessor for years since I was a boy and enjoyed a wonderful relationship with him, and I look forward to a similar relationship with you, ma'am, I must say. Pleasure meeting you tonight. My name is Charlie Clark. I am a landowner and I manage Riverdale Park LLC. Riverdale Park has been actually a family-owned operation for over 110, almost 120 years now. In fact, the road that's being impacted, Winnococko, is actually the name of my great-grandfather. He was chief of the Nanticoke Tribe. He was born in 1852, and he started Riverdale years ago. We had annual powwows on the river, and people liked the land, and they asked the old chief if he would sell his land. He said, no, but I'll rent it to you. And so he began walking off land by his feet, and pretty soon one lot turned into two, and two in turn into three, and in time we grew to about 400 communities. Winnococko is one of the roads that, they're all precious to me, because this is family land, and me coming before the board to do anything on land that's been in the family forever, since before the country, I wouldn't ask for something that would impact it negatively or bring it down in value. I'm standing in the shoes of my father, Chief Clark, who passed away on October 9th of 2015, and one of my desires is to improve Riverdale in my lifetime, make it a better community, and to increase the value, because if the property values go up, that helps the residents of Riverdale and helps me in my management duties. The request being made here falls in line with all that I'm saying, which is it would improve Riverdale Park. On that lot previously, lot 258, was an old, not much more than a camper, that a fellow had built an addition on. He had, I don't know what he was thinking. People have different ideas of how to build stuff, that's for sure. You'll see that in Sussex County, especially old places. But he had some concrete and stuff, and that was all removed. And we had an empty lot that is 98 feet deep and 77 feet wide. There is no consistent size in Riverdale because until my father took over in 1971, when my grandfather was tragically killed improving the land, until that time, everything was paved off by foot. So all the lots are different sizes, and they vary in depth sometimes, and they vary in width. And as a result, the community has developed over time. It's kind of unique. We have 400 homes there. About 300 of them are cottages. The others are manufactured homes. We welcome both. In this particular request for the manufactured home setback variance, basically what the situation is, if we don't get setbacks, we're going to have lots that we can't use. It's just the reality of it. And this particular lot, I mean, I know the size homes are. I mean, in my dream of dreams, I wish people would build stick builds. But unfortunately, with the economy like it is, the average homeowner can't afford to do that. So we go to manufactured homes. And I know the size they come in. And even a smaller unit, if you tried fitting it running north and south, you'd have a hard time hitting the setbacks. This is an older lot. It's an odd shaped lot, 98 feet deep and 77 feet wide. The plan of where the home would be now is it would be not quite in the middle, and it would allow almost 30 feet on either side of the home, which gives it plenty of room from the adjoining properties. Again, because it's one of the lots in the middle of my land, I also am the one who's impacted on all sides, with the exception of the eastern side. Across the road is my brother's land, Judge Clark, one of the judges of the Court of Common Pleas. And although I didn't bring any letters from him, I hope the board will accept my sworn statement that I speak for him. I mean, I wouldn't speak for the judge unless he gave me full permission. He has no opposition to this either. He understands also how it improved the value of the land. And basically what we're looking for is a setback of just about 17 feet from where the setback would normally fall. Again, it's only because the lot is an odd-sized lot. The old property was a tiny little place. It was really set back. The homes on Wanakako Avenue, because they were laid out, I was a boy. I can attest to these, where the monuments and iron pipes are, because my grandfather died in 71. The first thing Dad said is, we have to survey this land and see what we got. So Dad had been a surveyor for the highway department, and I spent the early part of my teenage years measuring every inch of Riverdale, and I put these concrete markers and poles in myself, and I know they're right. And as a matter of fact, I was proud of my father's work, because the surveyor who did the work said, your father was then 1/100 of 1 degree. He said, that's pretty good for nowadays. He used laser transits, and we use the old-fashioned transits and rods and stuff. This is a home that would be a little closer to the right-of-way than the home next to it. However, if you drive down Wanakako Avenue, you're going to find other homes equally as close, some a little closer, some a little set back. There is no rhyme or reason. I remember as a boy when homes were being moved, my dad tried, he was a very, he had a good eye for things, he knew what he was doing. They don't make men like him anymore. He would try to put some order to the homes and try to get them in a straight line as much as possible. But again, because of the way sometimes even the adjoining lots are different depths, it was impossible to make a straight line of homes. So this would not impact negatively on any home around it. There has been no protest. I've talked to neighbors. Nobody has talked to me about having a problem with it. Again, I believe it would do two things. It would do a few things. It would free up that lot and allow us to use it properly. It would provide a home for some new residents of Sussex County. Sussex County welcomes people here as it should. I believe if you don't have a certain amount of growth and you have stagnation and you need some new blood, I'd be proud to have the family that would be living there, Ron and Kathy and I. They would be wonderful additions to our community. They're caring people. They're good people. They're just good. They'd be good neighbors to have. The home they want to put there is a wonderful home. It's a very expensive home. It's a large home. It's one of the bigger ones I've seen put in. But I'd be happy to have it on our street. And I think, like I say, I'd like for the board to take me seriously when I say, because this land means more to me than perhaps land means a lot of people. My great 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 grandmother is buried there, not too far from this spot. I wouldn't ask the board to do anything that would be negative to Riverdale or negative to the people who live there already. And I hope the board will understand this is a request made to accommodate a home that we feel would be a great addition to the community. And with a welcome home, it would be in fitting with other homes nearby. It doesn't stick out, it fits in, and it would be a welcome addition, as far as I'm concerned, in our community.
Okay.
And I welcome any questions anybody has of me.
All right, well, let's see, sir. We'll start, Danny, with you, Mr. Whitman.
What size home is it?
The home is a 14 by 76.
14 by 76?
Yes, sir. It's a rather large home, but quite a nice one.
Okay.
One of the better ones at Oakwood. Oakwood sells some fine homes, and this Mr. Fleming here can speak about it.
Well, it's actually a 16 by 72.
So oh, I'm sorry.
76 with the top.
16 by 72?
The fish I caught was this big, trust me. Trust me, it was that big.
Does it have a deck and everything on it?
The Nines have some plans to beautify the area, put some landscaping, and they're thinking of a deck also, and perhaps the way they have it laid out, they would have plenty of room even for a small garage back there.
So it'll meet all the setbacks?
Yes.
Yes, it'll be on the sides. Any additions will be on the sides of the home.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Biggers?
No questions.
Ms. McGee?
So the building placement permit says 14 by 76.
That's what I was going by. Sometimes they include the tongue, which is silliness sometimes. Is that the case here?
I think so.
Yeah. Sometimes they include the tongue.
Is the dwelling on the property? Has it been placed?
Yes, it has. It's been placed there already. Yes, ma'am. I want to say, too, I also appreciate the county work on this because some things did happen. We got the cart before the horse, and the county has been very gracious in working with this, and that's been appreciated deeply. That your staff has been so handled. I'll put it this way, especially getting us in a variance so quickly. That means a lot because people often complain about government not being responsive to people. I have to commend your staff because when they became aware of our dilemma, they were able to address us quickly. They treated us with respect and the way citizens should be treated, and they got us before this board in a very fast manner, and that means a lot to me too. I really do appreciate it. You know, it didn't lag. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Any further?
I'm confused. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of confused because you got a placement permit for a 14 by 76 mobile home on this lot,
mm-hmm.
and you weren't told when you got the placement permit that you needed a variance?
This is what happened. There was some confusion, and I'm not exactly sure which paper didn't get in front of the other. One paper got in front of the other, and as a result, the home was placed. And then we realized we had this variance problem, and that's what started the whole idea of having to ask for a variance. Mm-hmm. I was unaware that when the home was being placed, I was aware more of the side and back setbacks, but this was the first time. It just happened when they put the home in, it happened to fall where the home was beyond the setback, and it was the first time this had happened in my experience. I guess I'm just lucky, it's always happened.
Oh, okay.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
When you got the permit, you've been doing this for years, right?
Yes,
you've
sir.
Been there for, you own this place. You know that, you know better than to place it prior to coming here if you needed a variance. Now, who placed your home for you?
I had nothing to do with the placement. That would be with Mr.
I can answer these questions.
I wish you would. You know the procedure, right?
No, yes, sir.
You've known it for years.
Okay, yes, sir.
That you don't place something before you get a permit first. You find out that you're in violation before when you place it. So that means you better get a variance first and go to the board. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
When we got the permit, we don't normally get our permits or the setup crew gets the permits for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we get this.
Mm-hmm.
There's another piece of paper that comes with this.
That's correct. And it tells
that
you
we
setbacks.
Did not get. I conferred with our surveyor Don Miller, and had him draw up a propose, which is this here, showing 10-foot setbacks all the way around, actually, which is not unusual for rental communities. This is quite unusual. We just put one in Potnets, it's 10 all the way around. So it's not out of the norm.
Let's go back to the mobile home. You know, placing a mobile home, you get a mobile home permit. It tells you the area, like it's DR, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, AR1, okay? And it tells you 30 feet from the front, 10 feet from sides, right? So what happened, you didn't get that piece of paper, you're saying?
Did not. And then when this was sent to our setup crew, this particular one that shows the, you know...
Mr. Fleming, is that the survey dated April the 13th? Because I believe you all have that, and there's a survey in your packet. I just want to make sure everybody's looking at the same thing.
Are you looking at the same thing?
Yes.
April what?
13th.
Is that the one you're looking at, Mr. Fleming?
The one with your phone number on it.
Yes, April 13th.
Yes, with your phone number on it.
Right.
Make sure we're all looking at the same one.
Yep.
Okay.
It wasn't until after this happened that I became aware there was even a setback problem.
Right.
It was the first time that it had popped up for me, I'll be honest.
And this was issued on April 4th.
So you already had it placed then?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What happened was that every, and this is where I say, I think one piece of paper, I wasn't aware exactly what they didn't get, but I became aware after the home was placed that there was a problem with the setbacks. Prior to that, I assumed there was no problems, because everything, mainly because the day of the survey, I went out and met with the surveyor and talked to him directly, and I said, "Are we fine all around?" And he says, "Yeah, you're good all around." And I spoke to Mr. Fleming that day, and that was the kind of conversation we had. And I took the surveyor at his word, had no reason not to.
I as well. I had no reason not to take Don Miller, who's done, I don't know, thousands of these, or thousands of them for us. This April 13th was proposed. This, what you're looking at is a proposed, that was signed off by the customer on the 16th. It was sent to them for their signature that this was good to go, at which they signed off that, yeah, they're fine with that. Us, again, not knowing, because we didn't have the second piece of paper, and because I didn't make the phone call, okay, to the county.
Did you find out why you didn't have the second piece of paper? That's a very important piece of paper, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you know, I mean, I don't want to blame anyone. I mean, ultimately, I managed to...
I don't want to blame anyone.
No.
That's not our job. Our job is to find out, maybe there's something wrong here that maybe we can correct, but the county did their job, right?
I believe the county did their job, sir.
Okay, they did their job.
I have no reason to think the county didn't do everything.
Yeah, there was no negligence on the county.
So was it an internal thing where you...
I took the word of the surveyor, and we only had this piece of paper. And when the footers were installed, you know, the installer is also the person who got the permit and didn't see a problem or didn't look at that piece of paper either.
So, all the way up the line?
Who was that?
It was Culver and Pearson is who we use. But again, it was an oversight on their part, and it's oversight on my part. I take full blame, because I run the store. I'm the manager of the store, so it's my fault.
Buck stops there?
Yes, sir.
But I also learned a lesson, ladies and gentlemen, about setbacks. It was the first time I had actually run into this problem. And we had homes placed recently that had no problem. This one happened to fall beyond that, so I'm aware of it also now, much more than I was before.
The board's not here to chastise you or anything. The board's here to help you.
Certainly.
Okay, and we're trying to make sure that the next time this doesn't happen and you have to come before us again before you do something like this, okay?
Exactly.
So keep that in mind. This is the reason the question goes this way.
Yeah.
This is also one reason, sir, I thought we may get into this. This is also one reason why I was thanking the county for working with us so far, because we wouldn't be this far if the county hadn't worked with us, I'll be honest.
All right, thank you.
They could have put a stop to things.
Not really.
They could have handled it a lot differently, but I think they used compassion and fought with their heads and their hearts, which I think would have been a wise decision.
And if I can...
Mr. Mills?
I think they might have also been under the impression that this is a mobile home park, and this is not a mobile home park.
That's the first thing I looked at to make sure.
What does PO mean?
I just want that to be clear, that this is not a mobile home park, which means they don't have that 10-foot front yard setback. They actually have a 30-foot front yard setback.
Right.
Yeah, there's a PO at the end of the tax map number, which means something.
Part of.
Yeah.
Part of.
So, yeah, we learned a lot through this one. I mean, as the board knows, you haven't seen me here in this situation before.
Nope.
And I'm embarrassed to be here, I'm sorry.
And you won't find us in this situation again.
No.
I will say, we're going to have to do something about the future because, you know, like I said, my desire is to keep Riverdale a growing community. We have some places that are over 120 years old. We have some folks that have been there for five generations. And I want to keep, but every now and then, a manufactured home does get in. And we will, without a doubt, before the board, I'm sure, ask them for other variances, you know. But we won't put the cart before the horse next time.
Yeah. It would help if I presented this. This is actually the way the home is placed on the lot.
We have that as well.
We already have one.
We've got it.
Oh, good, okay.
Is it the actual width, 16 by 72?
Actually, it's 13.9.
That's what we have.
Yeah, so.
On one.
The one day.
But you said it was 16 by 72.
The house is a 16 wide, so I'm not sure exactly what Don was thinking on that. But if you go eve to eve.
I don't think the drawing's correct.
The drawing in lengthwise, it says 76.
And the permit's not correct. He's saying the home is 16 by 72.
Again, we issued a permit based on the information that was provided to us, which would have been told to the permit counter that it was a 16 by, no, that was a 14 by 70.
76.
So I think that's up to the board if you want to get an updated survey or if you want to go by the fact that it is, we can have staff go out and measure that it's actually a 16 by
That's what I would ask for.
72.
If it's 72, it would certainly be below the variance that we're asking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Which would be fine, I would hope.
Just don't feel guilty that you say you're embarrassed. Don't be, you know. Okay. Always remember be sorry for the things you did, not the things you didn't do. So.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
No.
You have no further questions then? Okay.
Is there a septic system on the property?
It's all county sewer.
Sorry, okay.
And private well.
And how far is the front property line from the edge of paving?
It's just about 13 feet.
Well, no.
I'm sorry.
The front property line?
The property line comes right to the right of way. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
It comes right to the right of way. The home itself would be about 13 feet or so set back.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And again, those homes vary greatly on this street.
Okay. And just as a point here, I note it looks like there's also a rear yard variance as well because it looks like it was slightly into the rear yard setback as well.
It slightly stepped into that 10-foot setback.
Was that a mistake by the installer?
That was a mistake by the installer.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It was all laid out properly, and I saw the flags itself, so I know it was laid out. That was just a mistake of the men who did work.
Yeah, it looks like a matter of inches, so.
It is.
All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, what is the variance we're looking for now that we've discussed a 16 by 72 and a 14 by 76?
It's about 17.6 feet, sir.
17.6 tenths of a foot. 12 foot front.
12.4 in the front and 0.7 in the back.
I'm sorry.
0.7 in the rear, 12.4 in the front.
Actually, 17.6 in the front. 12.4 is how far it is from the rear.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. 17.6 in the front, 0.7 in the rear.
Wouldn't that make a difference, John, what size trailer that is? What size mobile home that is?
Well, they're counting to the ton.
Pardon?
They're counting to the ton.
Yeah.
No. The only dispute about the size of the trailer is the width, not the length.
Okay.
Right.
Unfortunately, sometimes they add the ton for some reason, which no one lives on that.
Yeah.
It's removed and put away.
Right.
And I'd also like to stress, I looked at it before it was going to be laid out. It poses no hazard to the public, as far as the roadway concerned. Wanacock Avenue is a 25-mile-an-hour road, and I don't even think about making it 15, because it's such a little, small, winding road, you know, and it's not a high, it's just local residents who live it, who use it, rather.
Okay. Right, do I have a motion then?
I make a motion that we approve the variance for the front and rear yard setbacks. Definitely is a eye-opening experience for Mr. Clark. It is unique, probably cannot be otherwise developed. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It is a minimum variance. And it's not created by the applicant, because it's created by someone else.
Thank you.
I do think that the county personnel needs to go out and check the exact size of the home, so that we do have a record.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,994. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,994 is approved.
We thank you wholeheartedly. Yes. We would